Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Can't see Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And I want to remind everybody, G-Bag Nation, they're out and about once again today. You can find them at Twin Peaks in Grand Prairie doing their show. So if you want to see the G-Bag Nation, this is their second chance this week to go see them. Twin Peaks in Grand Prairie. And now it's time for this. The C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much,
Shut
ladies
up,
and
Alex.
Gentlemen.
I really appreciate it.
You know what? This segment has a variety. Like it's known for the variety, right?
Agreed.
Usually it's a good mix of sports and nonsense. I am going to give you a short sports before we get into the nonsense, which I know Kevin completely disagrees with. However, Kevin, if you have watched Siobhan Revelle, go back and watch some of the play that he had. You even said you were kind of caught off guard by how much he played.
I just thought he was going to be on special teams for this game.
Go watch him. He looked really good.
Okay.
Maybe he is the savior we've all been waiting
for,
Kevin.
Oh, my goodness.
Here is so Matt Eberflus pressure. On rookie Siobhan Revelle. He's great. He's a big, tall, strong guy. I love his stop-start. He can really stop on those transition routes. He's got really good length. He's a no-house guest corner. He tackles.
Oh,
he's
like
a good
that.
Tackler. I'm excited about where he's going. So that's Eberflus there. And then Eberflus also commented on Quinnen Williams. You could have heard a big yell. It was an exciting time for sure whenever he was told in his office that that Quinnen Williams was coming to this team. Q has played in the attack front, so he knows it. The verbiage is very similar. It's crazy how things work. But, Kevin, go watch the sounds from the sidelines. Nick Harris posted this little clip, and it's Quinnen Williams running off the field with Ezeraku. And Ezeraku, he's telling him, hey, trust this. You need to go do this. You have the speed to do that. Once I do this, you do this.
I love it.
And then he also was like, hey, is that Hard Knocks? And they were like, no, that's just the Cowboys website team that does the video. And he was like, hey, can y'all edit that? Because I have a brand. I don't want my grandma to see me say some things.
Oh,
and
which
I just think,
clearly they did not edit if all of that is readily available.
So it's
man, how are you going to do him like that for him, for his grandma?
No, it's great. It's fun. It's all in fun. But yeah, he said, when you have your best players on the field practicing like Williams, everybody follows. When your most talented guys do that, it has a big effect on the whole football team. Hopefully this all turns out in a positive manner for the Cowboys with this trade. So that's nice to see right there. All right. Let's spin the wheel of topics.
Hey, by the way, since you said that, the Wheel of Misfortune is in here.
Yeah, it is.
Would there be any interest if we auction that off?
877-881-1053. It's a possibility.
I'll sell anything right
it
now.
It is a busted bootleg thing.
It's a piece of junk.
And it is haunting.
But it's our piece of junk.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Maybe
and it
we
could
don't.
Be your piece of junk.
Maybe it's too valuable to ever let go of. Now, Kevin.
Everybody's got a price. You know what I'm saying?
And, Alec, here are the three potential topics.
You better pick the right one.
Cryogenics.
That's the right one.
Mermaids. It's a really good
Dang
one.
It,
I have a picture
I have a
for
mermaid
that.
Story, too.
We'll get to the mermaids last. All right? We're going to get to the mermaids last. And we might not get to Waymo until next week. But cryogenics. This is not the ultimate backfire, Kevin, but definitely a conundrum for people out there.
Okay.
A moral compass, if you will. A Chinese man who cryogenically froze his dead wife has sparked an online moral debate after Chinese media revealed he had been dating a new girlfriend as his former partner lay preserved in liquid nitrogen. As a sign of his devotion, he decided to freeze his wife after she died from lung cancer in 2017 at 49, making her China's first cryogenically preserved person. So that's the first person that's ever had this full body situation. But after November interview, he revealed he'd been dating a different partner since 2020. Now they have found this out. He said he didn't just let go. Another commenter remarked he appeared to be most devoted to himself. So this now brings on the fascinating conversation of what do you do? Now, I don't know if she said before she, because I don't know this. I didn't see this in the story. Hey, I want you to cryogenically freeze my body and wait for me.
Can we get that as a joke?
I don't know. You know, I don't know if that was the case or if he was just like, you know what? I love her so much. I'm freezing her body and I'm going to until we figure out how to do this.
Yep.
But, dude, when you get lonely, no matter how frozen your wife is, your man has needs, emotional, physical.
Crap, that's not what you're saying.
I said physical.
Okay.
And also whatever olds exist out there. 877-881-1053.
But isn't he still married if he froze her?
She's dead.
Then what does that do?
I don't know.
Oh, because eventually they'll come back to life and cure them like Ted Williams' head and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's not, hold on.
He could be dead before she comes back.
So she's dead, and technically they're not married, but if she got brought back to life, he'd be cool with them being married again, so it's not cheating. And is he going to stop paying the bills?
That's the question now.
Does he
now just say, never mind?
I don't know.
Does he just say, never mind, and move on and say, you know what? What's she going to know? But here's the deal. Here's what happens. You say, you know what? I'm going to save some cash. I'm not going to pay this bill anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to let her body go off into the ether or whatever happens to bodies. All right? And then, at the end, he passes away.
Oh, no.
And gets to his eternity in the afterlife.
Oh.
And there she is waiting for him. And she's like, what the F? Why did you let things... Well, you could have brought me back to life. And now he has to spend eternity with this woman who knows that he let her body just go away. And he's got to deal with that for the rest of his eternity.
Does she, though?
What do you mean?
Does she know what happens here?
Oh, absolutely.
On the earthly plane?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know women.
Oh, so this is not a theological question for you.
It's
I know, PJ. I know.
Yeah. No, women are stubborn, dude. They will figure a way out to haunt you forever. I'm definitely convinced that my wife will haunt me.
See, that's,
but I'm going first. That's
always tricky because you've seen this represented in films a couple of times. When that trampy lady in Titanic dies, she had a husband and kids, but who she sees when she does is Leonardo DiCaprio, which that's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
You were a booty call for him. Accept it. And then it's true.
It is a fact. Yeah.
Old people can have booty calls.
Oh, that happens a lot in the folk homes. The old folk homes.
How would you know this?
Man.
We did stories
on it.
The way
you cut off the old from that made it felt like we were going to have to hit that button again. And then in San Junipero, when they're like, oh, yeah, we're married for like 60 years, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna hook up with this gal. Like, anyways. So, I don't know, man. That's tough. Because how also do you broach the topic of, hey, I know things are going really well. My dead wife is frozen right now, and I've been paying those bills. Because eventually, if she gets a look at the finances, she's going to be like, well, hey, what's this charge to cryo and guys every month? Like, what's the story?
I saw a movie kind of concept, I guess. It was a little clip on TikTok. And it was Elizabeth Olsen. And I think the movie is called Eternity or something like that.
It comes out on Wednesday, which is when Peace-a-thon is. Ooh.
And she is basically telling the guy sitting next to her, she was like, you waited 67 years for me? She's like, I got married in the first like 6 weeks. And he's he gives her the line of, you know, whenever I think of eternity, you know, 67 years doesn't feel that long at all. And she's like, oh, you're perfect. Stop it. Gross. And that's the thing, right? Like she comes back. Maybe she comes back and she's like, did you ever sleep with anybody else? And he's like, nope. Like, what does he do?
You know, I have not really thought about like the aftermath questions. I feel like wouldn't we all be like, whoa, this place is crazy. Instead of like,
I've seen
Idiocracy. Did you go after Janet after, you know, like, I don't know.
I've seen Idiocracy. That definitely did change like my thoughts on what the future will look like for sure.
What would you do in this scenario? Like, let's say, unfortunately, your wife died. Would you freeze her? And would you have a future other relationship that potentially impacted your frozen dead wife?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But it's really up to what she wants, right?
I mean,
if Adrian was like, hey, I want you to freeze my body, I'd be like, okay, I will do that. And then she's like, and
don't freeze somebody if they don't want to be frozen.
Right. That's for sure. Yeah. No,
dead
absolutely.
Or alive,
yeah.
Alec.
But if she was like, hey, you know, Corey, the other thing is, I don't want you to have a relationship while I'm frozen, you know, just in case, I would honor it. For that woman.
Would you?
Absolutely honor it. Yeah,
women,
my kids,
right?
My kids would be watching, bro. They'd be like, mom said not to hook up with that lady.
Hey, if your kids are watching who you're having sex with when they're like 25, that's their problem. Like that, I get it when they live in the house with you. But they like gone off and had their own life.
Lucy
like,
might still be living around the house. I'm just saying.
Okay,
there's a possibility.
But that's a different deal.
In my mind.
Avery's calling you, is like, I saw you with some girl on Instagram. What's the story? Like, that's weird.
That is kind of, yeah. Well, no, not from the 214. I'll not let that happen. All right, real quickly.
Oh, yeah, I need to find what it says.
You freeze the clone. Now it's time for mermaid stories.
Yes.
I'll call for the picture in just a moment. Kevin, you brought up a mermaid story and you wanted to take over Crosstalk the other day.
That is true. Because Corey told me a mermaid story, and we'll get to that. And I was like, ooh, I have a mermaid story, which is not something I expected. So I have a friend and her daughter, there was a point where she was like really obsessed with mermaids because she was a kid. She wrote a goodbye letter to her parents because she thought she was going to go down the drain in the tub and live with the mermaids. Again, she was a kid, so she put on her mermaid tail, got into the bathtub, and thought it would like whirl her away to the land of mermaids.
Yeah, they all float down there.
Yeah. That is a much darker thing. I just thought it was considerate of her to write a goodbye note. And she's like, you guys have been great parents, but I'm going to live with the mermaids.
Yeah. See, so that brought on this story. So when my son Carter was about five-ish, four or five, something like that, he was so upset. He was like, I hate mermaids. And I was like, dude, I think mermaids are awesome. What's your problem with mermaids? And he was just like, I hate mermaids. And I would always just be like, oh, Carter loves mermaids. And he'd freak out and go nuts about it. And then Lucy started kind of giving him a hard time, too. And she'd be like, oh, Carter loves mermaids. And he would, I hate mermaids. Well, then one day we're at the library and Carter... we can go ahead and throw this picture up on the fan cam if you like. We're at the library, and I found a book. And I grabbed this book, and I said, hey, Carter, come over here, and I want to take a picture. And the look on this kid's face, it says, Step Inside Mermaids.
Oh, he looks really mad.
A magic three-dimensional world of mermaids. And he just looked at me, and he was like, oh, I hate mermaids. And he took this picture, and that's the face. I think he had fallen and, like, scraped his nose on something or something like that. But he was furious about this. Many, many, many weeks, months later. Years later, actually.
Oh.
Adrian says, hey, by the way, did you know he actually liked mermaids? And I was like, no, what are you talking about? And she was like, he just didn't want people to know he liked mermaids, so he always said he hated mermaids, but he confided in Adrian that he actually loved mermaids. And I'm like, dude, why'd you take that picture? You could have just told me I love mermaids. We could have shared this together.
Because you love mermaids?
I think it's awesome, dude. I would be one of those captains that his entire ship got taken over by mermaids. We all heard the sirens, you know, and they're singing to us, and I'm like, let's go, boys.
I think those are two different
things. Mermaids are awesome. Let's hang out.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
How with them? And that's the C block, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a fair question from the 321. How are you supposed to tolo go with a mermaid?
Think about it. You can. I'm sure there's a way.
I don't want to think about it.
Yeah, I'm with you, Alec. I kind of don't
I'm
either.
Sure there's a way.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk a little bit about Jake Berger, but also, why is baseball so afraid to take a stance on gambling? And should player prop bets be suspended next season? Next on The Fan.
Lobs it up top to Lively. Lively to Williams. Williams on the drive, goes underneath left. He puts it in. They wave it off. They wave it off. An offensive foul called on Williams.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through The Fan. We're going to try to cover a lot of ground here. Go back to the Mavs real quick, talk about Jake Berger, and talk about how Major League Baseball is a bunch of cowards. So the Mavericks lose last night, 113-111, as we started off the show with, in remarkably similar fashion to the way the Stars lost the night before and having a tying score taken away. They fall to 4-12 this season, and this might be concerning. Now, I realize one of these games was a neutral site game, essentially, but they're 3-8 at home.
Okay.
Because remember, they started off with five straight home games, and then they had a game in Mexico City. So if you're like, well, maybe at least they're good at home, false. No Cooper Flagg last night, still waiting on Anthony Davis, and they were still very competitive in a game that I think they were like 8.5-point dogs. But at the end of the day, that's great. You don't really care as a fan as much at times about covering the spread as you do, well, you lost again.
Yeah, no, dead on right there, man.
And you have the third worst record in the Western Conference, and right now I believe you have the sixth worst record in all of the NBA.
Why?
I mean, obviously, you traded Luka. That doesn't help. Derek Lively has been missing time. I know he's back, but he's been missing time. Gafford missed time. Anthony Davis continues to miss time until they get, like, next-level medical information. So it's an S show.
Here's the thing about the Mavericks. They have a lot of talent. I think that's true. They have a roster full of talent.
Agreed.
I don't know how it works together.
Sure.
And I don't know if this, I mean, we use this word a lot, but I think it's important. And our show is kind of the same way. I don't think they have a real understanding of what their identity is. They wanted to be a big team, but they aren't the strongest rebounding team. They're good at blocking shots, right? But when it comes to points, it feels like they should dominate the paint.
Oh yeah, their offense is terrible.
This team, they don't look together in any way, and that's concerning for me.
I mean, look, last night alone, no Anthony Davis, no Kyrie Irving, no Cooper Flagg. Now I know, like, those are all in different levels, and Cooper Flagg was just sick. But like, when you talk about a lot of talent, I did not think you saw an immense amount of talent on the floor last night, but those could easily be your three best players, and none of them were available.
Yeah, no, and that's what I'm saying. Like when I say talent, the roster has talent.
Sure.
They don't know. And somebody goes, the 817, they traded Luka. Brace yourself, alert,
oh,
please.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. That happened a while ago, but I'm sorry if we are breaking that news to you. Now, want to mention Jake Berger before we get to the cowards at Major League Baseball. Jake Berger had his... They are!
Cowards!
Jake Berger had his event in Nashville over the weekend to raise awareness and raise money to support the Down syndrome community. And I just think it's awesome when people use that platform that they have as athletes, or really any kind of celebrity, to help other causes. And I realize it came right to their front door last October when they had a kiddo that was born with Down syndrome and had to undergo open heart surgery. We talked about it. One of the most emotionally affecting things I've ever been there in person for was the blanket that was in the clubhouse for his baby, and everyone signed it. And it's not that everyone signed it. It's like people practiced their signature. Professional athletes were practicing their signature next to the blanket before they signed the blanket, because they're like, I gotta get this right.
Yeah, they wanted to make sure it looked, they didn't want to mess that thing up at all.
Yeah.
It meant a lot to him, too. Like, that was, for Kevin, sure. That was one of those moments. We walked into the clubhouse and we were kind of looking at him. First, we were like, what is this? And then I think it was Rich Rice popped over and was like, oh, that's this. I was like, oh, man, this is special. Like, this is awesome. I love it. And to see the team rally for that. And then Kevin, you know, like, his event in Nashville was very, very good.
Yeah.
And I just love how the team embraced it and backed him on it and worked to help him out.
And obviously, helping people out with Down syndrome, there is crossover with stuff that we've talked about at My Possibilities.
Yep.
That's not the only thing, but that is a big part of that community and that world. And so we appreciate when anybody raises that kind of support. And we're going to see if we can get Jake Berger on for Peace-a-thon on Wednesday. By the way, it's not official. It's not totally locked in, so can't really say just yet. But if you were thinking about coming to RJ Dukes on Wednesday for Peace-a-thon, I definitely think you should. Derek Holland is going to be there. I do not believe he will be the lone professional athlete.
I think our friend Robert Tiffin might arrive.
See?
He's not an athlete, but he's freaking plugged in.
But I do believe there will be other former and maybe current professional athletes.
Current!
That may
Shohei.
Come on. I know.
Shohei.
See, I don't want to set that level of expectation. Now, let's talk about the cowards in Major League Baseball.
It could be Shohei.
I don't.
It could be Patrick Mahomes.
I think Patrick Mahomes would be significantly more likely.
It could be Brad Pitt.
I don't want to say that. I get what you're saying.
We're not saying it is.
In fact, it's most definitely not.
But it could be.
Right. So
that's up to you to decide how important it is for you to be out there. I think it could be Steve DeBerg.
If Steve DeBerg showed up there,
I'd lose my mind.
Yes,
I wouldn't do the show. You'd have to do the show with Steve DeBerg.
Okay.
I would give up my seat for Steve DeBerg.
Now,
then I would want it back because I want to talk to Steve.
Okay.
DeBerg.
Major League Baseball is good at giving up because they're cowards. So,
hold on, the players or the
executives and the big wigs across Major League Baseball. So we played the highlight, or I guess we didn't play the highlight. Can you go ahead, and that's my fault, Alec. Can you go ahead and give me cut number 6 so I can make sure and say that we use this highlight?
The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, book it. The Guardians take the series. Clase gets his 10th save, and Cleveland goes 10 games over 500 at 22-12 on the year.
Now, as a side note, how hilarious slash sad is it that he said book it in that cut of Emmanuel Clase throwing a pitch?
He knew at the time. He knew.
Maybe. So there's a really great article from The Athletic talking about how MLB knows there is a gambling problem, but they don't know what to do about it, right? And so the U.S. attorney, Joseph Nocella Jr., said, "This damages the public trust in an institution," that is baseball, "that is vital and dear to all of us. We've talked about multiple players like Liam Hendricks that have talked about their families have been harassed because of gambling. Yet, when all of the people who make the decisions in baseball got together, I will give you a sample of the answers. Here is the president of baseball operations for the Atlanta Braves. I just don't want to touch that topic. Let other people answer. Here is the GM for the Los Angeles Dodgers. It's unfortunate that's where we're at, but for me personally, I haven't spent a ton of time on that." All right. So,
you think they're cowards, huh?
Yes, I do. Because either A, you haven't spent a lot of time thinking about it, or B, you don't even want to talk about something that could potentially...
Who are they afraid of?
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I'm sorry. You were about to go on something good there.
No. They're afraid about something that could ruin the credibility of the sport. And I think one of the things they're afraid of is a lot of money comes in via wagering to Major League Baseball.
So two things there.
Absolutely.
Like, they're afraid of the credibility part and what they did to Pete Rose. And then they're also afraid of losing potential money while the NFL is raking it in.
And that's another reason I think that they're cowards. They're going to suspend these players for gambling. And I'm not saying they should be gambling. That is clearly wrong. But that's one of the reasons I think Major League Baseball is cowards, because they're like, but we want the money, but we don't even want to speak about it. You know who's the voice of reason on this? Scott Boras. So super agent Scott Boras came out and said this: if a guy throws a damn pitch in the dirt, there's going to be an integrity question now about that. And you can't have that. Think about it. Some just inane...
He's standing up for the players.
Yes.
Because the executives are going to stand up for the cash.
Okay, well, then...
And he's standing up for the players.
Then you have to be willing to talk about it, right? Like, if they're going to take the money, I'm not naive.
Okay, all right, hold on. Yes, I agree. You have to be willing to talk about it. I don't know that they have a united front within that executive room yet.
It would appear as though they do not, right?
And that's where I'm like... That's where I say that talking about it in public is probably not what the owners will want, because... they don't have a message yet.
Here is my issue with that. That question that was asked to them, that was at a meeting of the owners and GMs. Yeah. They were all in the room together. That would be like if there's like the most important topic for our show. Like, we both walk out of this studio.
Do a press conference.
And there's press who are like, hey, can you tell us about Peace-a-thon? And you're like, I don't know.
Can't tell
anything about Peace-a-thon.
Yeah,
like, that's stupid.
I think it does fall in, like, I don't think they've had that conversation yet.
I hate that.
And they're hoping that the commissioner's office works on something and some messaging for that. I think that's where they stand right now. That's the only reason I can think of. And because they're afraid of losing money or potential money down the road. I do agree from the 972. Emmanuel Clase would be interesting to talk to at RJ Dukes. Just saying.
That is true. So
we're not saying it's not him.
MLB declined comment about this issue the other day. But the league.
Really?
Yes. The league had talked about how bets on individual pitches present heightened integrity because they focus on one-off events that could be determined by a single player. Then, once again, let's go to the Guardians, president of baseball operations, who was asked kind of about that concept, and he goes, it's a really complicated issue about prop bets. I hope the follow-up question was, how so? Because it's not complicated. You just don't want to give up the money. And this is one of the instances, which I get, which is fine. But just say it. I know we can't accept 100% honesty in this society, but this is a spot where you're like, that's a huge revenue source that we don't give up. And I would respect that a hell of a lot more. So my question for y'all is, do prop bets for Major League Baseball need to be taken off the board this year?
This year, yes.
Do you think they will do
no.
that?
And who's in charge of the board?
I believe
like
the gamblers in Vegas. I'm saying
they can do whatever they want, right?
That is true. But MLB can also put a thumb down on them and be like, all right, if that's what you're going to do, we'll take care of the rest. And then I think they can strong arm them to really throw off. Because one of the great things about, or one of the things that allows the gambling industry to thrive, and if you're not sure about that, you know how much of a profit they made in America last year off of gambling?
Lots.
$14 billion. Yeah. All right. So if you
want. It's more than people spend on movies and groceries.
Yes. Yes. So guess what? They get a lot of information from inside Major League Baseball to help set those lines.
Gotcha.
If that information is not available anymore and they're not able to accurately set those lines and that number changes, that's bad for business.
I think this is an interesting text. The fact that this gambling issue is in sports is focusing only on the players is wild. Why isn't anyone talking about it and even investigating officials or higher ups in the league?
100%.
This goes way deeper. That could be another thing.
I agree with that 100%. You've already seen that with the NBA. Some people believe that was at play in the NBA Finals. We talked about the, I can't remember what country it was, with the soccer officials, that thousands of them were in the pocket of people who were running gambling. I agree that you're right about that. It's just this is the information we have as now.
Yeah.
I by no means do I believe that those are the only ones in which that happens.
But I do wonder
whatsoever.
I wonder if that also has an effect on those executives answering questions this way. I do believe like the other day, Babe Laufenberg was like, I can't even sit down at one of those tables in the casino.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I can't do that. And I can't go, you know, pull a lever on one of those slot machines because he's honorable when it comes to that. Bobby's the same way, right? Like we see these media members that do that. I feel like the guys high up in the offices, they're like, I got to stay away from that. I know there's somebody though. And that it is that one person, right?
And how ridiculous.
Now everybody looks like it's them.
And how ridiculous is that Babe could lose his job for sitting down at a slot machine,
mm-hmm.
but if you want to gamble on other sports, that's totally fine.
Yeah, it's wild.
As an athlete.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. And to wrap it all back around, that's why, Corey, the fact that all those people had nothing to say, cowards. This has been out for a long time.
I don't think we've gone too far enough.
Exactly. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will take you out to Grand Prairie to chit-chat with the fellows from the G-Bag Nation as they are live at Twin Peaks. We will do that next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan, where Sham Sharania, and I will allow you to figure out where this is going to go next, said that the Los Angeles Lakers are reorganizing their basketball operations department and terminating executives Joey and Jesse Buss from their respective front office positions, and almost all of the immediate comments are, you had to do that to make room for Nico. So take that for what you will.
How seriously, though?
If that happens,
if I told you right now,
yeah,
I think Nico's going to end up in LA.
Then I understand that. I think that the NBA would need to retroactively investigate that. I don't know if that's something they have the guts to do either, because Adam Silver is kind of wishy-washy. But I think you'd have to, right?
Oh, we traded Luka, and now
that would
there.
Be the it yeah. would be the most insane set of circumstances that I've ever seen. Unless he was like, I'm going there to trade Luka back to Dallas. It's the only way I can ever be seen in Dallas again.
I mean, I'd be here for that. Right now, let's take you to Grand Prairie and Twin Peaks to chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation, courtesy of D&M Leasing. Fellas, how we doing today?
Well, I was better before you tied that thing together with Nico.
I'm sorry.
If that does happen, will you finally admit it? There was a conspiracy afoot?
100%.
Yeah. And that would be incredible because there's no reason to hire Nico.
Yeah, and wouldn't the NBA, like, I don't know what exactly they would do, but they would have to do something, right?
I think they would probably sweep it under the rug like they're trying to sweep, like, sports gambling stuff under the rug. Like, we don't need this level of controversy. It's not good for the league. It's not good for the bottom line. I think, you know, the fans would demand it, but I don't know if they'd do anything. I thought you were going to go with, now we know the front office members that Luka doesn't like in Los Angeles, you know? Because it's just a matter of time before he hates about half the people in your building,
right?
And you gotta fire them, keep him happy.
It's true.
That is a very fair point. Now we could talk some more about that, but I wanted to throw out another story for you because I want to know if you think this is a good idea. So Rice is playing North Texas this weekend, and Rice has been struggling with attendance in their last several games, so their promotion for this weekend is free T-shirt to the first 500 students, free Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as free beer for 21 and up students with a valid ID. How do you think that is going to turn out?
Well, and then you look into it, you're trying to find the fine print, right? Because generally speaking, you're like, okay, this is probably like
going
to get one complimentary beer. Cool.
Yeah.
Which would still be nice. Hey, anybody's going to take that. But the further you read into it, the more you don't see any real regulations. I feel like I could be double, triple, quadruple fisting. You know what I'm saying? We could be putting beers in our pockets. I could have a pocket beer. You know what I'm saying? Like, this feels like this could end up in, I mean, they're not going to have any beers by the end of the day. Like, I don't know how stocked up they're going to be. But this is going to get buck nasty wild.
I imagine there's going to be, I don't know, I'd probably ballpark it at 50 fights. You're asking for that. Maybe they'll have like small cups, like 8-ounce beers in long lines. So at some point, a lot of people would give up. Like, I'm not waiting in that line and missing the game.
Okay.
It'd be interesting to see how they execute this.
The question I have is, Rice is not going to show up to the game.
It's going to be all North Texas fans.
If you're North Texas fans, go have a great time and get drunk.
No, 100%. Because you have to have your Rice student ID. They're not giving
the
Green
fans.
Like,
they can't
the fudge.
They can't fake
oh,
one.
Oh, this is not
just like, for Rice students.
This is going to be a terrible promotion because nobody's going to show
up. But hold on.
It's a nerd school.
Okay.
UNT, you got to fire up your fake ID making machines.
Right.
You know,
right.
We're all Rice students.
Trust me. We're on it.
All right. So
I would wear a Rice sweatshirt in there like I was a fan and like here, give me some beers and free ice cream.
They're going to end up just giving the beer away anyway.
What if they were like, I don't know, $8 beers and you're a Rice student who just piles them up and sells them for like $2.
Now they're smart enough to figure that out.
They are very smart. Heggy, one of the greatest things I've ever seen Rice University do, you know your band goes on whistle commands?
Right.
I saw them one time at a halftime. The mob, the marching owl band, had whistles. Your boys were marching all over the field in the wrong direction.
Oh.
Some may boast the proverbs old. Of a school we think so grand, marching around the wrong way. That's what Texas A&M is doing.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Command. They were on the side. It was almost like, oh my gosh, they figured out they're a whistle command group.
That sounds like something they do in the 40s when they'd like kidnap the homecoming queen or something.
Well, we had a Rice in the Cotton Bowl.
Not the mascot.
No.
In the Cotton Bowl, we had Dickie Mangle running down the sidelines.
Dickie Mangle.
For Rice.
Oh, yeah.
In a Cotton Bowl game, got tackled off the sideline. Tommy Lewis from Alabama went off the bench, tackled him. So Rice has got a great history of chaos. That, Will McClay.
Yeah, Will McClay went there, right? Yeah.
Yeah, Will's a Rice grad. Yeah.
Holy crap, that is freaking amazing.
Hey, now, you should have seen your band. It was all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, that would probably throw me off.
The tuba guys were thrown off. They couldn't dip. You know, they do that dip when they get to the line.
Yeah.
They couldn't do it because the whistle commands were off kilter.
Do you think that the tuba people and like the bass drum people march with more authority because they're like, if I hit somebody, I'm going to be fine versus like the clarinet or the flute?
Heggy, I know you've seen them do this a million times. It is amazing how they get the drums to clear.
Yes.
And then, you know, you got the tuba. He dips and like dips and then quickly pops up.
Yeah.
So you get, I mean, there's a lot of precision there with this band.
So I remember when I was in high school one time, I was on the drum line and we were at the UIL competition and we had to march backwards and the band right before us, like while we're waiting in the tunnel, one of their drummers marching backwards fell down and it almost psyched me out going onto the field. And I was like, oh crap, that guy fell over. I think I might fall down too. But luckily, did not.
Heggy, did you have, like, when you were in a band, did you have nurse shoes that you wore? Those kind of those white
nurse shoes,
boat shoes, or whatever? Or did you wear the spats?
No, ours were black, but they were very similar, and they were very shiny, too.
Yeah.
For whatever it's worth. Also, we were really stupid, and we would headbutt each other with our band helmets on. So... In case you ever don't like one of my opinions.
I feel like you'd have knocked somebody out with your head.
True.
Yeah, you're a hard-headed
SOB. That's a hard head.
Yeah, he's got one man, of those heads. You just voiced what every person I've ever dated in my life feels like. So
and his mom.
Yeah, probably my mom, too. That is very fair.
That's interesting.
Hi, Hagee's mom.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on?
She's got it going on.
No,
she's all I
please
want.
Don't.
And I've been waiting for so long.
Hagee's mom, can't you see?
You are the girl for me.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today, and where can everybody find you?
We're talking
about singing about my mom.
No.
Oh, Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking, Heggy. We're live at Twin Peaks here in Grand Prairie, one of the best Twin Peaks in the entire country, and in every way. So we invite everybody to join us. We have Tolo Back Window Decals Fellowship and sports on TV for the next 5 hours.
Love
Jake Ferguson, 535.
Oh, love it, love it, love it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. You can catch us tomorrow at Freebirds in Irving off of North MacArthur, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.